Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Where are we at? It's 2:07. Chad Harbin with, I called her Kelly one time.
Gladys. You called me Gladys.
I called you Gladys and afterwards. That's kind of my go-to. Carrie is here. Double K. I did have to ask if the middle name was a K, and then I would have said we need to talk to the parents. We need to. Thankfully, it's not. It's Elizabeth. This is a solid, safe middle name. I would bet that's a very common middle name, Elizabeth.
Yes. What's your middle name?
Robert.
Robert.
Also a very common, safe middle name that what's-his-face, the news guy, has the same middle name. Carter. Wow. Whoa. Carrie already forgot who Adam is.
They know who you are.
Most women do. I mean, that's kind of how it works out with Adam. Adam was on the morning show today, and he talked about this extensively with us yesterday. I know we also talked about it this morning when the Odyssey app worked and I could listen to the morning show. It did drop out two times. This is my shock face. Jen, his tremendous wife, tested positive for COVID. I believe everything is fine, just cold. But because, obviously, the close proximity, Adam cannot be in the building for an extended period of time. I'll be really honest on this one. Because he's my friend, I would love for him to get the morning show. Okay, I would love. Professionally, I would miss him a ton here. My friendship matters with him a lot more. Okay. If he's just going to be the fill-in in the morning show, again, this is an honesty show. It ticks me off when if it's just on a fill-in basis. If he's going to get the show, I'm 100% for it. When we break up our show because we have dysfunction elsewhere? No. I'll just be really honest. I'm not pleased. I'm not. And I let the folks know about it. So, yeah, I don't want any wiggle room on any misunderstanding of that. If Adam could get the morning show, I am 100% for it and would miss him, but no doubt want him to get it. If he's just going to be a fill-in, then leave him here. That's how I honestly feel, and to be honest, he feels if he's not going to get it, he feels the same way. So he'll probably be off the show for a while because that's the decision management has made, which I don't agree with. So again, if they're going to give him the gig, do it. If not, just let us keep it going. What's going on here? I just checked my mail, Carrie. And another steady stream of letters, which that's fine. 625 Second Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But let me repeat, if you send a letter here and there's no return address, it just goes in the garbage. It just goes in the garbage. If you want to send me an email, you can. Chad.Hartman@Odyssey.com. Chad.Hartman@Odyssey.com. You want to follow at Chad Hartman Show. You've said you're not on Twitter.
On
Twitter.
I'm not on any social media.
You're not on Twitter.
I have nothing. Yeah.
You think women should dress like it's the Ingles. You are not on any social media.
I like 1950s.
You really think life was better in the 1930s, don't you?
Well, not everything. But a lot was. A lot was.
What else was better than 1930s?
I don't like the 30s. The 30s is horrible.
Yeah.
The 50s. I like 50s.
Do you believe women should vote?
Eh. Sure.
All right. So
yes.
Yes, I know you do. Okay, let's get to a couple lighter items here. Collar's with us at the bottom of the hour. Okay, let's go with this one. Brian Kelly. So we're going to line up the Brian Kelly audio. Brian Kelly, as you know by now, is a longtime football coach. He's from the Northeast. He's been at Notre Dame, what, was it 12 or 13 years? To quote my friend talking right now, 13, 14 years. He's been very good. Haven't won a national championship, but they've been in the mix. The schedule, they've had some years not so tough. I don't think it's been that tough this year. But again, they're on the edge. They're what in the recent rankings? They're sixth. Oklahoma State passed them because they beat Oklahoma. But events could happen where they would vote in Notre Dame. Notre Dame has been largely inept in the playoffs, but they're getting there. And when they fired Ed Orgeron and that distinctive voice, LSU was going to go big game hunting. And it was a fairly big surprise. Anytime a Notre Dame coach leaves on his own, it's a big deal. So here he is, this guy from the Northeast, heads to LSU. And if somehow you've missed this audio, you need to hear it. Again, this is a guy from the Northeast who's coached in the Midwest decade after decade after decade. And now he's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and this is now the new Brian Kelly.
Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started, and I haven't even won all my games yet.
Put your shoulder back in your socket, by the way.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
What an epic fraud. Now, let's just, somebody else on Twitter isolated this even better to point out this is all just an act. This is all, I mean, what a blatant act. And I hope the folks associated with LSU, you can be happy that he's there because he's an accomplished coach. He's a damn good coach. But, I mean, he hasn't been raised in the South. He hasn't lived in the South for 60 years all of a sudden. Here's the difference when he talked to his team for like 5 seconds the other day with ND when he left, where he says family and then family. Here we go.
Those incredible 12 years of my life for me and my family. Being here at Notre Dame.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited.
That's good. You can pot it down right there, Kerry. My family. I mean, he's a smart guy. Is he just saying, LSU, you are just a bunch of suckers. I'm smarter than you, and I can fool you, and I can just invent this accent. Is he going to go with this charade all the time now? I guess people get caught up on this. So tell me, who else has been caught in this area? Hillary. I remember Hillary when she headed down. Which primary was it? Was it the 08 run against Obama? Was it the 16 against Trump? I forget. But all of a sudden, down south, Hillary was breaking out the southern accent out of nowhere. The Chicago Rays, not more than briefly in Arkansas, but that came up. How about Hilaria Baldwin and her fake accent? The other fake accents which come to mind, and are they all just conceited? Are they all just arrogant? Because they're trying to play you off like dopes. Here's what they're saying. I'm going to talk with a hint, or more than a hint, an overwhelming amount of this southern dialect, and you're going to like me even more. And by the way, is it always the southern accent that you go to? Do folks come here to Minnesota and they're trying to endear themselves? You betcha. They go, you betcha. Do they do that? Let me hear from you through text and phone calls on the phony accent thing, because you should throw up when you hear this. And anybody who does this should roll their ankle. You know? Like, you know, high ankle sprain for like a month for being so insulting. 651-461-9226. Come back to my family.
Those incredible 12 years of my life, for me and my family, being here in Notre Dame.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana.
Oh, man. They should fire him right now. Now, here's a texter who's not paying any attention. Calm down, Chad. Have you ever lived in another place long enough that you start talking like people around you? It's not always a sham. It can happen naturally and possibly honestly. A closed circuit, listening is really an underrated skill. He's never lived one single day of his life in Southern America. He hasn't even lived there yet. He was visiting. The soundbite we played was from the day before. So you're telling me, after moving around campus for a day, all of a sudden now he has a Southern accent? Please. Okay. So I was about to jump in here on a lighter item. But guess what now has happened? We spent two segments last hour talking about the parents and the Michigan story. And this is the Michigan story, the high school story, where Ethan Crumley brought a weapon and killed four fellow classmates at Oxford High. And how charges today were filed against the parents to be arraigned as we finished at 3 o'clock. They're going to be arraigned on involuntary manslaughter charges. And we laid it out in detail on why the prosecutor has made this decision on communications between Ethan and the parents, multiple communications between the parents and the school, and what they did and didn't do. And the point I made, if this cannot be about just sending a message. Because I get how we want to send a message, and we want to, I hope we actually want to do something. We normally don't do a damn thing. We don't do anything in mental health. We don't do anything about guns. We don't do anything about the metal detector debate. We take guards away from schools, which is lunacy to me. So we don't do anything. But we can't just send a message if the law doesn't apply. In this case, the prosecutor said the law applies involuntary manslaughter. And guess what has now happened? The parents are on the run. The parents were expected to appear and face the charges. And what has happened here in the last 10 minutes, police are currently searching for the parents of Ethan Crumley just hours before they're going to be arraigned. So, Carrie, when we have this debate on responsibility and what takes place when you have guns in the house, or what takes place when you see red flags, or what takes place when there weren't any red flags? Somebody, because we had a bunch of texts on it, I appreciate it. Send text 651-461-9226. Somebody in the case would be like, if everybody says every single time we should charge somebody, which is absurd, by the way, if one of my older boys had not had any issues and they're involved in a car accident, and they face charges, that I should face the same charges. Obviously not. Now, if they had been derelict in driving and dangerous driving and I kept giving the car, that's a very different situation. But to just say, whatever charges the kids face, the parents should get the same. No. But when there's a link, file it. And by the way, parents then can have attorneys appointed to them, or they can pay for attorneys themselves and defend themselves. But now, when you're wondering about the culpability of the parents and their responsibility, and they're supposed to show up to be arraigned in 33 minutes, and they're now on the run. There is a manhunt in the Michigan area, in this large state. Oakland County is a large county, and Carrie, what a dramatic turn that this story has taken over the last couple hours. From across the country in different ways, people just talking again about another shooting. And these family, I mean, I watched two or three features, even today, two or three features yesterday on these kids about what took place. The agony for the parents and the friends and other people will never see these four kids again, these young kids, because of what happened. And then about the terrorism charge, right? Because this was different, to charge a 15-year-old with terrorism. And then the idea of the parents. And then the prosecutor, Karen McDonald, laying out dialogue back and forth with the mom and Ethan saying, LOL, don't get caught again. What happened when the parents showed up at school, when the parents interacted with the school right before this took place? And what the parents didn't do. And the prosecutor saying, I think we have charges. I think we can file charges. And you know what these parents can do? They can show up and they can fight this. They can say, we have the money available to us to try to hire our own attorneys. Or like everybody else, they can be appointed. And are they doing that? No, they're on the run right now. U.S. Marshals, the FBI, and local authorities are now searching for the parents when their kid a couple days ago killed four individuals. And so when I have these conversations and you have these same conversations, not like I'm saying anything different than you, and we have these debates because there are times when it's something heinous, awful, criminal, and the default. But there are times when there were no signs. And you could sit there and say, well, never would have happened to me. You don't know that. You don't. And you can sit there and say, well, never happened in my day when you're older now. My kids never would have done that. You don't know that. Because at times you can be the greatest parents and like, this is going to happen. But now we have this. And talking about their level of responsibility, that level of doubt, and by the way, when they're caught, they're still going to deserve their day in court. But what are they telling us right now? When they were supposed to be arriving for charges at the latest in 30 minutes, and now local authorities, the U.S. Marshal, and the FBI are pursuing the parents. It's 30 past 2. We'll switch the topic dramatically. A friend, Mr. Purple Insider, Matthew Collar, on the Vikings and Lions when we come back. But be assured, whether it's CBS or whatever information we can provide you and our news team can provide you, we'll keep you up to date on the latest with this manhunt taking place in Michigan. The Beatles bring us back. A reminder, we're on video now with Matthew. Mr. Purple Insider, Matthew Collar, check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Vikings getting ready to play the Lions. We might get some nonsense here at the end. But again, thanks to Minnesota Farmers Union,
so kind enough to sponsor this segment on a regular basis. Matthew, how is it possible, coach after coach, GM after GM, that the Lions are so inept game after game, practice after practice, year after year? Vikings coaches have feasted on the Lions. I mean, if you can't crush the Lions, you don't last as a Viking coach. And they all have dominated the Lions.
Yeah, they have. The Vikings have won 7 straight games in the Kirk Cousins era against the Lions. It's pretty remarkable that the last time the Vikings lost to the Lions was 2017, Case Keenum's second start after Sam Bradford got hurt. Was it his second start? Maybe his third start. After Bradford got hurt. Yeah. And that was a game that they probably should have won. Also, that Detroit only scored 14 points against them. You know, they were actually a pretty well-coached and competitive team for a section of time there post-Megatron when they had Jim Caldwell as their head coach. They put together a couple of good receivers. And if you remember that game from 2016 where Golden Tate had the touchdown in overtime, I mean, they put up some decent passing days with those receivers, and Caldwell was a good coach. But their hiring of Matt Patricia was one of the strangest things I've ever seen. And this is where you think it's not coaches or GMs. It's probably the owners of the team making bad decisions. Patricia not only was your classic Bill Belichick sidecar, but he also didn't even tell them in the interview process that he had a previous sexual assault accusation, and they kept him on as the coach after he withheld that information from them. It was so clear from the very start that wasn't going to work out. He's one of the worst coaches that I have ever seen play against the Vikings, and of course against everybody else. So then they get to the end of the road with their decent quarterback, Matt Stafford. The roster falls apart, and then they hire a guy who I think is kind of fine for a tanking roster. He's exciting, and he has funny quotes and whatever, and 2 years from now he won't be there as they rebuild. They might actually be on a good track, but it just seems every time they have reasons to be excited, they get in their own way. And I think they did that firing Jim Caldwell and hiring Matt Patricia, and they wasted some good rosters, and then they got to the end of the road, and here you are. They have no talent on this roster, basically. No. I know Mike Zimmer talked to all the things they do well the other day. Sorry, Mike, I'm not buying.
Like, not true.
They have no talent, and it's going to be a few years for them to rebuild, and we'll see if they can do that.
Yeah, a couple things. So Patricia, another just boy genius with Belichick, leaves, and like every Belichick assistant leaves, complete failure. Then he goes back to the Patriots now, and they're giving him credit because the Patriots finally had a good draft. I'm sure the Lions fans are like, come on. No, we saw him. He's not that guy. Then the guy, as I'm a huge Levitard fan, the guy they used to call Man Campbell in all his praise. I mean, he's not going to last. It's just a matter of time. They can run the ball. Is that it? Is that the one calling card for the Lions at this point?
Yeah, the only thing you'd be concerned about is the Vikings aren't really going to be able to pressure the quarterback at any time consistently. They got a couple pressures on Jimmy G last week, but eventually when the game was kind of down to it and they needed big stops, they couldn't pressure Jimmy G because they don't have Danielle Hunter or Everson Griffin in the lineup. And Armon Watts can do it every once in a while. Sheldon Richardson has a little left in the tank, but that's the one thing you would be worried about is Mackenzie Alexander is questionable for this game. You already have Patrick Peterson's status up in the air. He was on the COVID list. And my understanding is he needs to test negative a couple of times in order to be possible for this game. So you're talking about getting down on the list of cornerbacks potentially here. If you don't pressure Jared Goff, he will make plays. And even though he doesn't have any good receivers, he'll still make plays because he's an NFL quarterback. And you saw him in Los Angeles for those couple of years. They had an elite offensive line, playmakers, running game, and he took them to the Super Bowl. Like, this is not a joke quarterback. So that's the only thing when you talk about they should just pummel this Lions team. I totally agree with that because they are super bad. But it's not like they're running out a third-string, fourth-string quarterback who's just going to have absolutely no chance if you give him time to throw the football.
This insight from our friend Matthew Caller, Purple Insider. Purple Insider, he's got the mailbag today. He's got podcasts. He's got a team of people working. There'll be instant analysis throughout the game on Sunday, after the game. So sign up for it, for all that, and follow it on Twitter, either at Matthew Caller or at Purple Insider. So who did the Vikings declare in the last hour to out for Sunday? Anybody notable that is 100% out?
Yeah, the most notable is Christian Darrisaw. You saw him get hurt last week, had the ankle injury, and Rashad Hill had to come back in. And so he's not going to play in this game. And, you know, Christian Darrisaw had been doing a pretty darn good job. He had not, of course, you know, set himself up for a gold jacket yet. But when you draft a left tackle in the middle of the first round, what your hope is that he shows signs of being a player that can turn into a franchise player in the future. And I think Christian Darrisaw has shown those signs. He is an incredibly strong human being. And even when he makes mistakes, a lot of times you see him recover. Not always, because he's a rookie. He's given up a few sacks. But now they have to go back to Rashad Hill. And again, this is exactly the type of game where you say they should destroy the Lions. They're 0-10-1. They're just as bad as their record, despite what every broadcast wants to tell you. Oh, they fight for Dan Campbell. Congratulations. They're really bad. They're 30th in scoring and 27th in points allowed. Okay, this is super bad. However, it's like these little things can ruin games, not pressuring their quarterback or allowing your quarterback to be pressured. And Rashad Hill, we saw him over an extended period of time at left tackle. It's really not fit for that job. And there's always that possibility. He hasn't played for a few weeks. You give up a couple of pressures, you give up a couple sacks. And we know that with Cousins, he's very up and down. Some weeks under pressure, he slings it all over. Some weeks under pressure, he checks it down or throws interceptions or gets strip sacked. And it's sort of like, what are the things that scare you? Not having Christian Darrisaw should be a little scary.
Okay, use the phrase super bad. About a month ago, I watched Super Bad again.
Mm.
It's such a tremendous movie. I love Super Bad. High school movies that Matthew Coller enjoys. Ferris Bueller, Fast Times, Super Bad. That's my top three. What do you think about that?
Okay, Super Bad for sure. People don't forget. That one, I was the right age to watch that. Like,
yeah.
I had just gotten out of high school.
It's called me old.
So that, yeah, well, you know. But it was kind of perfect for that. Fast Times. I mean, we tried not too long ago, Sloan and I, to watch some movies that were kind of like 80s classics.
Yeah.
And that one just didn't hit home, man. I don't know. Movies were just made differently in that era. And I think you had to kind of be there for some of those, like 16 Candles, stuff like
now?
That.
I'm just saying
that there's for a certain era of people who would have appreciated the Molly Ringwald thing that maybe, like, I don't. Does that make sense to you?
No. It really does.
No.
I mean, how about Ferris? Tell me you love Ferris.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I've never seen it.
Okay.
I've seen it referenced. Look, I spend so much time with football. Somebody asked me in the mailbag to name Marvel characters that were like Vikings. I was like, is Iron Man a Marvel character? I don't know.
Marvel movies over it. When this is now Sloan worked the Gopher game last night, right?
Yep.
Is she home now?
She is, yes.
Okay. After the segment, watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I both want you to text me. If you don't think it's a 9 on a scale of 10, I want you both to move out of the state. I have that power.
I mean, I believe you. I just have never gotten around to it.
Well,
I mean, I've heard so many people go Bueller that I don't know. Do I need to see it?
That gets old. Okay, that part gets old. Watch. Okay, on Cousins, what happened last week? Is it just that we forget that guys who aren't superstars, who are very good, part of the reason why they're not superstars is they give us 2 or 3 clinkers a year. And even, by the way, Tom Brady gives you a bad game occasionally. Mike Jordan gives you a bad game. Let me be clear. I'm not comparing Kirk to either one. But the reason why he is Kirk Cousins is occasionally he's going to play like he did last week.
Yeah. I think the one thing that maybe goes overlooked a little bit with Cousins is that, say that it's, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes or somebody who is a little more on the athletic side, that if they have a bad day throwing the football, they can figure things out athletically to do something else. I mean, Mahomes not really a running quarterback, but Lamar Jackson maybe. Lamar Jackson is the best example of this, that Lamar Jackson against the Vikings threw the ball horrendously.
Yes.
And then ran for 150 yards and won the football game. I mean, we've even seen Jalen Hurts is not good at throwing the ball. And yet he's had a few games where he runs for 100 yards and they win. Like this is, it's like a cheat code to have when your quarterback isn't on. If Kirk Cousins is not on, if it's not clicking, his footwork is slightly off. The breeze is too strong. Like anything can kind of throw off the Kirk equilibrium there. And that's where you get that. And you're exactly right that like, what's the difference between Steph Curry and other NBA players? It's what, like 2 3-pointers a game is the difference between the greatest shooter and somebody who's just pretty good. That's the way it is with quarterbacks. Like they just, the great quarterbacks don't have terrible games. And that's why Patrick Mahomes wins so often and why Peyton Manning won so often is that out of 16 games, Peyton Manning was giving you 14 gems and Cousins probably gives you about 10 a year. Yep. And you got to win those and they've lost some of those. And that's kind of where you're at. So I look at it as kind of a little bit of a regression of like, yeah, you know, he's more of a 250 hitter than a 300 hitter. And he'd been hitting 300 this year. So that kind of happens. And they've had also, I mean, they've had a tough stretch, like a lot of travel, a lot of physical teams, things like that. But hey, if there's always a get right game for him, he has 123 quarterback rating as a Viking when playing the Detroit Lions. And I expect that to continue on Sunday.
All right, let's finish. By the way, Matthew Collar with us. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook at WCC Radio. It's brought to you by Minnesota Farmers Union. So Dalvin out. I don't believe Zimmer. I think the reporters are right. He's out longer than Zimmer will acknowledge. Now we're going to see more Kane, and I heard PA say this today, Wongwu.
Yep.
I guess Wongwu. This is not the way we say it, Wongwu. He had the great kickoff returns. What do you think we're going to see? How do you think he's going to be used? Is it going to be one of these things again where Madison, here's an old school term for it, he's the bell cow. He's the guy 90%, or is Kane out there a decent amount?
Yeah, the thing with Kane Wongwu is that you have to remember he missed a pretty big section of time because he got hurt on a kick return in preseason. So he got behind in terms of the offense and taking the practice reps and all those things. So he's really just getting back to understanding the offense and being able to practice with the team and get the feel for it. If I were them, I would be thinking this guy is truly special with the football in his hands. Up close at training camp, one of the fastest players I've ever seen, not just fast, like running 40s. I mean, quickest immediately elusive. Up to full speed. Yeah. And elusive too, right? Great balance, all those things. Story at Purple Insider on this very matter on Sunday. Anyway, but you can't throw him out there for 30 carries or 50 or 60 plays. I think what they have to have is a package of plays that are just for him, that don't ask him to pass protect too much or do anything overly complicated. Just put the football in his hands. This team made a mistake with Cordarrelle Patterson, and it's showing up with Atlanta. It showed up with New England that Patterson was unbelievable with the football in his hands, but they wouldn't put him out there because he couldn't master the offense. Find a way. Screen passes, end arounds, pitches, whatever you got to do. This guy is special with the football in his hands. So I think that what we'll see is probably like a 70-30 with 30% Wongwu, but he's got the best chance to give you a 60-yard touchdown.
Is that a TV right behind you? What's right behind you?
Right behind me is just a bookshelf that actually kind of fell down the top of it.
I was trying to figure out what was going
on. Oh, it's the sun. Yeah, it's the sun coming in through the light.
Then books. And then is that just another bookshelf or is that a TV?
And it's there's no TV there. There's a shoe that is a Minnesota Lynx shoe that I had custom made for Sloan. We got Lindsay Whalen bobblehead is back there.
Yeah.
And basically whatever books were in the house.
Are you like in a closet? Is that where you're doing?
No, I'm just like in my office room, but I kind of backed it up to be up against the bookshelf to look studious.
Do you think it works?
No, not really. But you know, go Lynx, I guess.
I like it. All right. Always enjoy the conversation. Mr. Purple Insider, Matthew Collar, brought to you by Minnesota Farmers Union.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate it.
Oh, here in moments.
Well, another Hubbard person. I mean, is Saturday morning sports talk about to start? I mean, Sushi Boy and Ricey about to walk in? The Hubbard takeover continues. News coming out today. Our guy Hauser, if you listen to this show for a long time, you know Hauser's regular on the show, but Tom is now a full-time, part-time host at CCO Radio. Doesn't mean he's left KSTP TV. That's still his full-time gig. But you'll hear Hauser filling in closer to those shows, that doesn't mean you should have Tom on your show. He's still on this show. But when he's filling in, that's okay. I was called old early before this show started. I have not recovered yet. Would you like to apologize to me, Carrie, before?
No, I think you're you got it wrong.
Call me old.
You got it wrong.
And then you said it really loud, assuming I couldn't hear. I mean, there's some truth on that one.
I disagree.
Thank you, Carrie. You were great.
Thank you.
Enjoy the fun. Have a great weekend, everybody. Chip Scoggins and we believe Jacob Fry among our guests on Monday. Linda's Construction Time Check, 257. Time to call for free attic installation and ventilation inspection. See ya.